Support this podcast and keep us going. Go to everydaynovelist.com/support to join up.
Welcome to The Everyday Novelist. My name is J. Daniel Sawyer, author of nearly 30 books, more than 30 short stories, and numerous articles and scripts and essays, coming to you from up in the crow's nest with my spyglass on this daily voyage through the dicey waters of business, craft, learning, and art in the writing life.
Welcome to The Questions, episode 791.
Today, Charlie has sent me a stumper that sent me on a research binge. He asks,
I currently use Google Docs and Google Notes across three devices and two platforms, home and work Windows laptops and an Android phone. I would like to cut Google out of my life due to the tracking and ads and other scroogling they do. What do you, Mr. Open Source, recommend for someone in the Android Windows world for being able to sync across these devices and platforms and maintain notes, documents, and writing? I'm trying to lessen my internet footprint and withdraw from the monster that is trying to feed us and our data to other companies. I look forward to your suggestions, and if there is a better system than Linux to convert to, which would it be and why? Typewriter. Paper. That's my
thought. Well, I don't think that quite is going to do the trick. Though, that said, I do have a friend who's invested in a dozen mechanical typewriters and is doing quite a lot of writing on them on the grounds that he can never be forced to stop writing during a blackout that way. Yeah, there's something to that. Okay, so if you're wanting to get away from Google but not get off of the internet entirely, or at least not get off of other people's services entirely, there's a few options. Dropbox Paper, it's basically Dropbox's attempt to rival Google Docs and Microsoft Office Online. And OnlyOffice, which is actually a local net collaborative document system, but it's also offered as a service. And Zoho Docs, which is trying to fill the same kind of space. We'll link to all of those in the show notes below. But if you're looking to have collaborative document editing that you can host yourself, and you don't mind having just a bare minimum of formatting options, try Etherpad. It's a collaborative browser-based text editing platform that you can make work on anything that runs a browser. You would set it up on a server on your local network and just configure that server to respond to requests from outside. Now, if you don't need the real-time editing and you're just looking to sync your files, the easiest, most straightforward way to do that is running an own cloud server. It's basically an open-source internet NAS. It's like Dropbox or Google Files or whatnot, but for your network. You set it up on your network, you set your firewall so that it can serve the internet, you set up your access protocols, and you can get phone apps for it for both iOS and Android. And you can use that to sync your files across, and then you can just edit them locally wherever you are. Whether you're editing on an Android device like your phone, if you use the right format like text or RTF instead of ODT, you can edit it right there. But you can also get LibreOffice for your phone if it's powerful enough. I've used that on occasion to write on planes. It's a bit hit and miss with my phone, but my phone's pretty old, so you know. Those are the basic ideas. I do the own cloud thing, or if I'm feeling particularly unsettled and don't actually have a home base to run a server from, I plug my phone into my laptop and put my documents on there and carry them with me. Or run them back and forth on an SD card from my different computers if I'm in a place where I don't have my network set up. I've been itinerant for a couple of years, so I've had a lot of different sorts of setups that I've gone through. But those are the basic ways to go about it, and hopefully one of those will work for you. Look for links in the show notes to all of these things, and good luck. I'll see you tomorrow.
The Everyday Novelist is written by J. Daniel Sawyer and presented by J. Daniel Sawyer and Kitty Nakian and is produced by Artistic Whispers Productions, Incorporated. The text is copyright 2019 J. Daniel Sawyer and the production is copyright 2019 Artistic Whispers Productions, Incorporated. This podcast is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial No Derivatives License and all other rights are reserved to their respective owners. Join the conversation. Submit a question, leave a comment, or a creative death threat. Or find me at jdsawyeronminds.com or hit me at feedback@jdsawyer.net. We can't do it without you.